Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family, and Yom Tov to everyone. Yahweh has blessed us to see another year and to celebrate another one of his holy days. Today is the holy festival or the holy set-apart day of Yom Teruah. I am your brother, Ahab Al, with Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And this is the fifth installment of this blog talk series, Study to Show Thyself Approved Unto Yahweh, a Workman That Be Not Ashamed, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. And it's a simple message today from Yahweh. Obey the voice of Yahweh. I'm going to read, starting in Matthew 6. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when ye doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask of him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou may appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, or where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve the mighty one and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if the mighty one so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether all shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The next reading, family, will be from 1 Samuel, starting in the 14th chapter. Verse 1. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come, and let us go up over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Saul tarried in the uttermost parts of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, Yahweh's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod, and the people knew not Jonathan was gone. And between the passes by way, Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines' garrison. There was a sharp rock on the side, and a sharp rock on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other, Senei. The forefront of the one was situated northward over against Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, and let us go over unto the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that Yahweh will work for us, for there is no restraint to Yahweh to save by many or by few. 14:7. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, come up unto us, then we will go up, for Yahweh hath delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us. 14:11. And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for Yahweh hath delivered them into the hand of Yisrael. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, half an acre of land, and a yoke of oxen might plow, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host, in the field, and among the people. The garrison and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then said Shaul unto the people that were with him, number now, and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, bring hither the ark of Elohim. For the ark of Elohim was at that time with the children of Yisrael. And it came to pass, when Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Shaul said unto the priest, withdraw thine hand. And Shaul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. 21. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, and even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel, which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So Yahweh saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Beth Aven. 14:24. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath, wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Then said Jonathan, my father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more, if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? For had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Aijalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil and took sheep and oxen and calves and slew them on the ground, and the people did eat them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, behold, the people sin against Yahweh, and that they eat with the blood. And he said, ye have transgressed. Roll a great stone unto me this day. And Saul said, disperse yourselves among the people, and say unto them, bring me hither every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slay them here, and eat, and sin not against Yahweh, in eating with blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night, and slew them there. And Saul built an altar unto Yahweh. The same was the first altar that he built unto Yahweh. 36. And Saul said, let us go down after the Philistines by night and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, let us draw near hither unto Elohim. And Saul asked counsel of Elohim, shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And Saul said, draw ye near hither, all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin hath been this day. For as Yahweh liveth, which saveth Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. Then said he unto all Israel, be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said unto Shaul, do what seemeth good unto thee. Therefore Shaul said unto Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, give a perfect lot. And Shaul and Jonathan were taken. And Shaul said, cast lots between me and Jonathan, my son. And Jonathan was taken. Then Shaul said unto Jonathan, tell me what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that it was in my hand. And lo, I must die. And Shaul answered, Elohim, do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And the people said unto Shaul, shall Jonathan die? Who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? Elohim forbid. As Yahweh liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with Elohim this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Then Shaul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. So Shaul took the kingdom over Israel and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab and against the children of Ammon and against Edom and against the kings of Zobah and against the Philistines. And whatsoever he turned himself, he vexed them. And he gathered an host and smote the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. Now the sons of Shaul were Jonathan, Ishui, Melchishua. The names of his two daughters were these, the name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Shaul's wife was Ahinoam, and the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistine all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him unto him. 1 Samuel starting at 15, verse 1. Chapter 15, verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, Yahweh sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. He laid wait for him in the way when he came from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Shaul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Yehuda. And Shaul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Shaul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from amongst the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from the Amalekites, and Shaul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Shaul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse that they destroyed utterly. 15:10. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Shemuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Shemuel, and he cried unto Yahweh all night. And when Shemuel rose early to meet Shaul in the morning, it was told Shemuel, saying, Shaul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Shemuel came to Shaul, and Shaul said unto him, blessed be thou of Yahweh, I have performed the commandments of Yahweh. And Shemuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Bleating is the sound, the proper sound for what sheep make, and lowing is the cow mooing. So, bah, he's hearing, bah, and, okay? 15:15. And Shaul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto Yahweh, thy Elohim, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Shemuel said unto Shaul, stay, and I will tell thee what Yahweh hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Shemuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yahweh anointed thee king over Israel? And Yahweh sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of Yahweh? And Shaul said unto Shemuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh, thy God, in Gilgal. And Shemuel said, hath Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Shaul said unto Shemuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh, and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship Yahweh. And Shemuel said unto Shaul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Shemuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Shemuel said unto him, Yahweh hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship thy Elohim. So Shemuel turned again after Shaul, and Shaul worshiped Yahweh. Then said Shemuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Shemuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Shemuel hewed Agag in pieces before Yahweh in Gilgal. And Shemuel went to Ramah, and Shaul went up to his house to Gibeah of Shaul. And Shaul came no more to see, and Shemuel came no more to see Shaul until the day of his death. And nevertheless, Shemuel mourned for Shaul, and Yahweh repented that he made Shaul king over Israel. Family, obedience to Yahweh's voice is nothing to be played with. And as we enter into this season, let's keep this in mind, that obedience to Yahweh is nothing to be played with. It is important that as we enter into this holy season, upon what it is that Yahweh has been saying to us and how he has been leading us, remember what Yahweh has told us to do. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it for granted. Be obedient to the voice of Yahweh and what he has been asking us to do, family. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Royalty. Royalty. Power to the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt saying we do something we don't. Hurting people saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Royalty. 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 let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6 a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Mercy made us the people. Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood, hey. Royalty, royalty, royal, royal, royalty, royalty, yeah, royalty, yeah. Power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't beautiful. His own chosen people, royal priesthood.